more about the listener than about the put-upon speaker. But often it is itself a sign of poor education. As it happens, Mr. Campbell's swipe at Ms. Patel's G-dropping was badly aimed. There is no actual G sound, as in go, at the end of words ending in ing. Rather, there is a velar nasal, in which the mouth is closed off at the back and air comes from the nose. And the in pronunciation he mocks, as in walk-in, was the correct one for centuries, remaining prestigious in the early 1900s. If more of this were taught in British schools, snobbery would seem irrational. French children might be told that Parisian French was a latecomer, as prestige dialects in France go. Provençal, from France's south, was the language of poetry, when the speech of Paris's Île-de-France region was a trivial local patois. Speakers of prestigious accents are lucky that they do not face scorn for their speech. But it is just that, luck, not superior learning or care. A law may modify behaviour, but education is a better way to change attitudes.